It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Cantaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
March Madness continues. It's postseason basketball. Tonight, the Substate Girls Semifinals and a doubleheader featuring three Big Seven League teams and the top seed and the Substate Tournament host, the Silver Lake Eagles. Good evening, basketball fans, with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke as we get set for Nemaha Central against Hiawatha, the Co-Big 7 League champions meeting in our first matchup and their rubber match and third meeting of the year. The Nightcap will have Jeff West taking on the top seed and host Silver Lake Lady Eagles. Last night we had a couple good boys basketball games. It was Royal Valley, the top seed, and then Sabatha in overtime defeating Nemaha Central to advance to a Big 7 third matchup and championship tomorrow night. The boys' title game will actually be played first at 5:30 tomorrow evening. The winner of tonight's two girls' games will meet in the sub-state championship at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. So Nemaha Central and Hiawatha here in our first matchup, certainly no strangers. Two teams very familiar with each other. They both won on each other's courts earlier this season, so they meet on a neutral floor here tonight. Both these girls' teams finished with 11 wins and 3 losses in the Big 7 League. Hiawatha with a couple more overall wins because they won their midseason tournament. Nemaha Central is 16-5 coming into tonight as the number 3 seed. They'll be the visitors in the road purple for 12th-year head coach Haddon Hilchin. Hiawatha and the home whites under the direction of 8th-year head coach Brady Jasper. They are the number 2 seed. They have a record of 18-3. Does Hiawatha coming in here to tonight's matchup? So it's Hiawatha and Nemaha Central. We're going to take a pregame timeout here in a bit, and then we'll come back with the starting lineups and get set for the opening tip. These two teams played most recently just a couple weeks ago, with Nemaha Central winning that game. Both teams playing well coming in. The Thunder have won 8 of 9, and Hiawatha's won 6 in a row. We'll be back right after this.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's all about connection, and Rainbow has a special offer for the essential connections in your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with your family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Sign up for Rainbow's high-speed internet and receive $20 off per month for 6 months. Certain terms and conditions apply. Visit Rainbow's website at rainbowtel.net for term conditions and more information.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, who will host our final edition of the Community National Bank Local High School Basketball Scoreboard Show later tonight. I'm Justin Fluke with you courtside at Silver Lake High School. Class 3A girls sub-state semifinals. Nemaha Central, the visitors, taking on Hiawatha, the home team, here tonight. Let's go ahead and jump into the starting lineup here this evening for Nemaha Central. Their backcourt is senior heavy with 5'6 guard Mackenzie Henry and 5'5 senior guard Taryn Canstrom. Also starting for Nemaha Central is Ella Larkin, a 5'8 junior, and Addie Holthouse, a 5'10 junior for Nemaha Central. They're under the direction of head coach Haddon Hilton, as mentioned, with a record of 16-5 on the season. Getting the start for Nemaw Central tonight is Callie Honeyman. She's a freshman rounding out the starting lineup besides Holthaus, Larkin, Canstrom, and Henry for the Thunder. For Hiawatha, their starters have been the same all year. 5'7 senior guard Bailey Pierce, 5'7 senior Clara Lindstrom. On the wing, it's 5'9 junior Darcy Lears. And in the post for Hiawatha, 5'11 senior Sarah Mattson and 6' senior Lakin Leipold. Leipold, Mattson, Lears, Lindstrom, and Pierce for the Redhawks. And Coach Brady Jasper, as mentioned, they've won 6 straight. They are 18-3. Hiawatha won in the opening round over Marysville. 51-46 was that final. A fairly close game on Tuesday night. Nemaha Central, meanwhile, had a close one as well, barely beating their arch-rival Sabetha by a 33-32 final. Nemaha Central's now won 8 of their last 9. They are 16-5. I believe they mentioned Cassidy Rathman gone tonight. The senior will not be available for Nemaha. So that is with Callie Honeyman, the freshman, getting the nod in the starting lineup here tonight. Hiawatha in the home whites with the red numerals, letters, and trim. Hope you enjoy it. We're streaming worldwide with live audio free online at mscsports.net. Big crowd on hand. Hiawatha spot a big pep section. I don't know if Nemaha, they got just 6 students over there right now, so maybe not the big pep section they had for the guys' game last night. But the Thunder do win the opening tip, and they'll move from left to right here on your radio dial in the first half. Hiawatha in a zone. Here's Ella Larkin, a shot in the lane. It's up, and it's good. 2 quick points for Nemaha as Larkin gets an open jumper in the paint, and the Thunder lead 2-0. Lindstrom, leading scorer, keeps her dribble as she falls to the floor. Now tied up with Taryn Camstrom, and Hiawatha will keep it on the possession arrow. Lindstrom averaging 15 points a game for Hiawatha. Darcy Lears is next with 12. Nemaw Central led by Addie Holthaus at 13 points a game. Then Taryn Gamstrom at 7 and a couple other girls averaging 6. Here's Lears flipping it far side to Mattson. Sarah thought about a 3. Now Lears in the far corner. They dare her to shoot. Darcy drives, kicks up top. Here's a 3. It's Sarah Mattson. It's no good. Off to the right side, and it will go out of bounds. 7:21 left here in the first quarter. And the Thunder have it back, leading 2-0 over Hiawatha. Winner of this game gets the winner of our next matchup between top seed Silver Lake, who has just 1 loss on the year. They'll play Jeff West from the Big 7 League. Skip pass left of the lane. Here's Holthaus, jumper up. This one won't go. Rebound tipped, and it's out of bounds, but will stay with Nemaha Central. Ella Larkin battling down on the glass for it. Nemaha Central inbounding now on the left side of their own goal with the 2-0 lead. Lob it in on the wing to Honeyman, and tipped out of bounds by Clara Lindstrom. Hiawatha and Nemaha, as mentioned, shared the Big 7 League title this year. Nemaha's kind of owned the league, winning it, 5 years in a row? Hiawatha won a share of the Big 7 League basketball girls title for the first time in 40 years. Pass inside, Larkin dribbles, kicks it up top. Now a deflection by Lear. She's so good on the defensive end. Darcy averaging over 5 steals per game. But after the scramble, Nemaw Central has the basketball back. Honeyman on the near side. Gets it on the wing to Ganstrom. Ganstrom over to Mackenzie Henry. Now at the foul line, Larkin looking high-low. Trying to feed it to Holthaus. Now driving is Ganstrom. Shot off the glass. It rolls out. Offensive board. Put back is good. Callie Honeyman gets the rebound and the putback for Nemaha Central as they lead 4-0. Leipold out to Lindstrom. On the near baseline, now the kick out to Pierce. Bailey, pass into the lane, tipped and stolen away. Hiawatha turns it over. Here comes a travel as Larkin in transition did not have numbers. She was waiting for some teammates to catch up to her and looking to make a pass, but got tangled up. And the turnovers are now even at 1 apiece. Mattson on the right side. Hiawatha scoreless so far with just over 2 minutes and 15 seconds gone by. Pierce looking to drive against Nemaha's zone defense. They're actually matched up on Lindstrom with Taryn Gamstrom, but then playing his zone. It's a box and one. Here's Lindstrom driving, scoring anyway against the box and one. Clara able to get to the right side and bank it home, and the Redhawks are on the board. Score now 4-2. Hiawatha with full court pressure. Honeyman comes to get it. Nemaha now in the half court. Here's Addie Holthouse. It's through her hands, knocked out by Leipold. And Nemaha Central will have the ball. They lead 4-2 with 5 minutes and 21 seconds remaining here in the first. Henry to throw it in, and it's deflected, but getting it back is Ella Larkin. Now up top to Gamstrom. Taryn, a good three-point shooter. She drives, shoots it in the lane. This one, and it's knocked out of bounds by Sarah Mattson. Sarah deflected it, but couldn't reel in the rebound. Nemaha has made 58 threes this season, and half of those by Mackenzie Henry. Hiawatha's made a lot of threes, over 100. Here's a little jumper on the inbounds play. It's Addie Holthouse. And the Thunder shots all coming in the paint as they lead by 4 with 3 minutes gone by. Mattson on the left, up top to Lindstrom. She'll catch and shoot. Three-pointer, an air ball. Might have rushed it a bit. Clara thought it was tipped. And Nemaha Central will get it back as Hiawatha sets up the 2-1-2 full court press. Nemaha's been able to break it to this point. Hiawatha, very experienced senior Ladin team. A lot of girls been on varsity for a few years. There's a deflection by Lindstrom. Now it's kicked and out of bounds off Nemaha Central. So they broke the full court pressure, but that had a little trouble setting up the offense. Turnover number 2 against the Thunder. Pierce will bring it ahead. Now it's full man-to-man defense by Nemaha Central. They get a deflection away from Lears and a steal. Here's Mackenzie Henry chased by Lears. Blocked up against the glass, but it goes to Larkin. It's wide open and has a layup on the left side. Ella Larkin in the right place at the right time, getting credit for hustling down the court. It's the second putback opportunity for the Thunder. Lead 8-2, and now a traveling violation called against Clara Lindstrom. So Hiawatha with another turnover. Pierce goes out. Josie Delaney, a 5'6 junior, checks in. Hiawatha with 4 talented seniors, 4-year varsity performers. Nemaha goes to their bench. Ella Larkin will get a breather. As in for the Thunder is another freshman, Reagan Garrity, 5'11 forward post. Honeyman catches the pass as Nemaha breaks the press. Honeyman now on the near side, bounces it into Holthouse, spins into the lane, shot up and good. More points in the paint. That's where Nemaha's got all 10 of their points so far. Getting buckets inside, and Nemaha Central leading it 10-2. Mattson drives, kicks it out. Here's Delaney, a triple, good. Off the bench, Josie Delaney knocks in the tray. Just her 6th three-point basket of the year. Still no fouls called in this contest. Almost a travel there on the Thunder. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's now 10-5. Nemaha continuing to try to work it inside. Now they find Garrity. Kick out. Here's an open three for Henry, and it's good. The answer, Mackenzie Henry, her 28th three-point basket of the year. Back to an 8-point advantage for the Thunder. Both teams have now made a triple. Here's Lears attacking. Scoop shot. It rolls off. Offensive board by Leipold, and there's our first foul of the game as Hiawatha gets an offensive rebound. And it'll be Lakin Leipold heading to the charity stripe. 41% free throw shooter. Hiawatha's very good as a team at about 60% at the line this year. First personal foul on Callie Honeyman. Free throw for Leipold is good. Lakin, the third different Redhawk player to score. Checking in, replacing Honeyman, it is Madison Lorcher. Lorcher, a 5'9 senior off the Coach Haddon Hilchin bench. Over 200 wins last season for Coach Hilchin. Second free throw, Leipold, too strong. Rebound comes to Garrity. Garrity gets it to Mackenzie Henry, who had a big three to answer Josie Delaney's three for Hiawatha. Score is 13-6. Nemaha breaks the press. Holthouse, middle of the lane, driving, it's knocked away. Officials converge and will keep the basketball with Nemaha Central. Henry to trigger it in, finds Garrity at the foul line, under 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. Taryn Gamstrom now has it, finds Lorcher, gets it out to Henry, attacks the zone, kicks on the far side, now an open three for Lorcher, and it's good. Big time confidence. players off the bench, hitting the floor and hitting the threes. The lead is now 10 again at 16-6. Lears thought about a long three. Now Lindstrom floats it inside to Leipold. Lakin across the lane. That pass deflected and stolen. Hiawatha with their fourth turnover of the first period. Janstrom through two defenders. She's tripped. Fouled. Hiawatha does not want Darcy Lears to get in foul trouble. She picks up her first one of the game. Really sets the tone on defense at the top of the key. Leipold out. Pierce comes in. It's a smaller lineup, and Coach Brady Jasper going to take a timeout. Our first timeout of the night as Nemaw Central, very impressive out of the gate. They've got half as many points as they had the entire night on Tuesday against Sabetha. It's Nemaw Central 16 and Hiawatha 6. Girls 3A Substate live from Silver Lake returns in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Flute back with you. Bank on a three missed by Nemaha Central out of the timeout. Addie Holthouse put that one up to no avail, but the Thunder lead by 10. 16-6 over Hiawatha as we approach the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. A triple by Bailey Pierce. This one off the rim. High offensive board. Sarah Mattson turns, shoots, and scores. Both teams have had some offensive rebounds and putback opportunities. Here's Holthouse on the run as they break the press all the way to the bucket. Missed the layup. Well, that was way too easy, but Holthouse could not finish. Now Hiawatha hustles from right to left. Delaney back to Lindstrom, inside to Mattson, a double team. Out to Lears on the left wing. Darcy keeps the dribble. A little hook shot with the right hand is no good. Rebounded by the Thunder. Score doubled up at 16-8. Hiawatha stays in their full court press. They get a deflection. They get a steal. It's 3-on-3, and then Bailey Pierce is fouled from behind. Only three fouls in this game. Now two of them against Nemaha Central. The personal on Addie Holthouse will be her first of the night. Honeyman back and Larkin returns for Nemaha Central. Holthouse will check out and Mackenzie Henry will get a breather as well for Coach Hilton's squad. Hiawatha on their offensive end, trailing by 8. Lears gets it into Mattson, kick out Delaney. Another 3-point shot. This one is no good. Rebounded by Nemaha Central. Third meeting, rubber match of the year between these two teams. Nemaha able to break the press this time. Honeyman's got it. One of two freshmen on the floor right now here in a sub-state semifinal. Open is Larkin. She turns, shoots, missed it at the elbow. Rebound, pinballed around, and now a jump ball. Possession arrow to the Thunder with 53 seconds left here in the first quarter. Nemaha Central will keep it on their offensive end. Hiawatha beat Nemaha Central 46-38 back in December, but the Thunder won in the roundhouse here later in the year. There's a missed shot on the inbounds, and Mattson saves it in, but to Garrity for Nemaha Central. Now Honeyman down low, Ganstrom in the paint, and a foul. It's on at Clara Lindstrom. First personal on Clara, team foul number two. Second matchup was a 3-point game won by Nemaha Central back on February the 1st. Hiawatha winning the Big 7 League title for the first time in a long while earlier this fall, and then a share of the Big 7 basketball title as well. First free throw, no good. Taryn Ganstrom is 55% at the line this season. Her second one is good. She is the sixth different player to score for Nemaha Central, as both teams are 1-for-2 at the free throw line, but Nemaha is ahead 17-8. Little token 1-2-2 press by the Thunder. Lindstrom into the half court, picks it up, gets rid of it to Pierce. Bailey dribbles with 30 seconds left to go in the quarter. Back to Lindstrom, wide open three, lets it fly, and it's no good. Offensive board by Lears. Lindstrom saves it here in the half court. Four fingers up on the right hand of Coach Brady Jasper. Nemaha, hot start shooting, getting a lot of high percentage looks in the paint. Led by as many as 10. This one through the hands of Lindstrom and out of bounds. Another turnover for Hiawatha. It was deflected by Nemaha, but then went through the hands of Lindstrom before it went out of bounds. Addie Holthouse back in for this final offensive set for Nemaha Central. They'll have it with 14 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 17-8, Thunder lead. Fouls even at 2. Larkin in the backcourt. Now with 10 seconds to go. Picks it up, nearly traveled, still in the backcourt. Henry's got it across the timeline. It goes to Lorcher. Lorcher with 4 seconds to Henry with 3. Nearsighted 3 by Holthouse is no good, and that'll end the first quarter. A big quarter, though, for Nemaha Central, a team that only scores 40 points per game, and they're nearly halfway there after 8 minutes of basketball. It's Nemaha Central 17 and the Hiawatha Girls 8. We head to the second stanza after a full 1 minute timeout. On FM 103.9, KNZA.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Flupak with you. Start of the second quarter. Hiawatha with the basketball, but they trail Nemaha Central 17-8. Friday night, final high school scoreboard show of the season. A lot of girls games tonight. Only a couple boys games in 2A at Valley Falls. Here's Lears on the inside. Shot up. It bounced off the rim 3 times and would not drop. Rebound by Nemaha Central. 3A and also 1A have girls semifinals going on tonight. Here's Ganstrom down the court. Hiawatha's not picking up the defense very good. Nemaha's had several times they've been able to bring it down the court or break the press and then get something going right to the basket or get it in the paint as they do there. Hiawatha wasn't set and paying attention defensively. An easy basket by Ella Larkin. She's got 6. Hiawatha a bit dazed and confused. Now down by 11. Maybe a little tight. Lears out to Pierce. Fakes the 3. Bailey drives, kicks to Delaney. She's hit 1 and missed 1. Shoots at the foul line this time off the bounce. That's no good. Rebounded by Honeyman. Honeyman, Ganstrom, Henry, Larkin, and Holthouse. The starting 5 for Coach Hilchin. Again, they break the press. Here's Holthouse on the right wing. Team fouls are even at 2. 6:50 to go till halftime. High post, Larkin. Down to the low post, Holthouse. Turns, shoots, scores, and fouled. Nemaha Central is just scoring at will. And all of their points are coming in the paint. Hiawatha's inside defense has not been good. Here's an and-one opportunity for Addie Holthouse, who has 6 points and a free throw pending. The foul's on Sarah Mattson, her first. Lake of Maipo back in for the Redhawks. Free throw, no good. Rebound, though, for Nemaha. Honeyman, surrounded by 4 white jerseys. We get a jump ball, and it's Hiawatha possession. But Hiawatha actually has a size advantage, a pretty big one. And they're not defending inside or getting on the rebounds to get an advantage there. Down 21-8. A lot of time left to go. Here's Pierce. Out to Lindstrom and nearly back into the other side of the court. Lindstrom retreats at the timeline to get it. Nemaha Central in a man-to-man. Delaney. Hiawatha's made 122 three-point baskets this season, one of them so far tonight. Another deflection, and Pierce has to go back to half court to get it. Bailey drives right side, shot. Nope, but a foul. Free throws coming up for Bailey Pierce. Coach Jasper looking to his wife and assistant coach Stacy, Mrs. Jasper, as the first free throw for Pierce is no good. Foul on Mackenzie Henry, her first. Team fouls even again at three. Pierce, a 54% free throw shooter. Second one on the way, and it's no good as well. Tipped by Abby Elfner, is in there for the first time, but she couldn't control it. 6'1 sophomore is Abby Elfner. Hiawatha deeper down their bench. Lear's going to check back to the scores table after a quick breather. We're under 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Honeyman up top, Henry to the high post, Larkin to the low post, Holthaus. Easy bank shot again. Nima making it look so, so easy. And Coach Brady Jasper's got to take another timeout. Hiawatha is down by 15 points. And Nima is putting on a clinic on the inside, scoring all their points in the paint. We'll return after this, a 30-second timeout. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting. The perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Ready for some good pizza and an easy meal that everyone will love? Check out the March special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large single-topping pizza and a medium cheese breadsticks, all for $19.99. Then add some dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery is open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week and has a hot case available for grab-and-go with great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or dine in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Check out the March special. And thanks for your continued local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to basketball, Class 3A Substate girls semifinal at Silver Lake. Hiawatha with the ball out of the second timeout used by Coach Brady Jasper here in the first half. Biggest lead of the game, Nemaw Central now up 15. They've scored all 6 points so far here in this second quarter. Pierce drives, shot off the glass. No, it actually hit the rope that helps hold the goal in place there. And it'll be Nemaw Central basketball. They led 17-8 at the end of one quarter and now up 23-8 and continuing to get all of their points in the paint. Coach Jasper addressing that defense during the timeout. Mackenzie Henry up top to Larkin. She's got six and Holthaus has eight, the two forwards for the Thunder. Now a jump ball as Darcy Lear's on the deck to tie it up. Possession will keep it with the visitors from Seneca. 4 minutes, 56 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Team fouls even at three. No player has more than one. Thunder looking to get it in. Finding something to the basket? No. To Ganstrom. Now inside. This is Holthaus. Shot up. Blocked, but a foul. And Addy will head to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul against Lakin Leipold of Hiawatha. That is her first. Team foul number four. Holthaus missed an and-one opportunity earlier, and she misses this free throw. Hiawatha brings Sarah Mattson and Josie Delaney in. Bailey Pierce and Lakin Leipold go out. Nemaw Central's made just one of four free throws. Holthaus is 53% on the year, and she missed them both. Rebound control by Sarah Mattson. The lead is still 15 for the Thunder. Elfner in transition, caught it. Now we're back 5-on-5. Delaney over to Lears. Darcy attacks, drives by Honeyman, the freshman. Shot up, too strong, missed. Offensive board, Sarah Mattson. Her bank shot is short. Got a good look, but couldn't follow it in with the offensive board. And Hiawatha just can't get that lid off the cylinder on their offensive end. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Holthaus at the elbow, up top to Ganstrom. She fakes the three, drives all the way, layup, no good, hit the rim, and it's out of bounds, but will stay with Nemaw Central. Timeout called by Coach Haddon Hilchin. So Hiawatha's taken two, and now Nemaw Central will take a timeout. We'll keep it here and look around at some of the other games going on tonight in Substate semifinal action. As we mentioned, the scoreboard show will come up at the end of the night. Only a couple boys games tonight. 2A at Valley Falls. You got the top seed Valley Falls playing host to Mar Hill Mouth Academy. Game going on right now is ACCHS against Jeff County North. The JCN girls upset ACCHS last night after losing to them twice pretty big earlier in the season. Another game here tonight is Jeff West against Silver Lake. Bolton girls tonight are playing at Wamego. That's in 4A, and that's actually the sub-state championship game. In Class 1A tonight, you got Troy at Centralia, and also Frankfort against Donovan West. All four of those games in Frankfort. Here's an air ball and a collision. The ball stays in bounds. Picked up by Nemaha. The shot no good. Elfner rebounds, and we got a foul against Nemaha Central. Again, the scoreboard show at the end of the night. We'll give you all the scores from last night, all the scores from tonight, and we'll also be able to look ahead to the brackets and tell you all the sub-state championship games tomorrow evening. One sub-state championship game tonight. That's the Holton girls at a two-loss Wamego team. They've got their hands full. That one's on the Holton channel. 2A boys is on 93.7 tonight. 1A girls at Frankfort's on 92.1. Driving a miss by Lindstrom, and Nemaha can't save it in. Might be fortunate that they didn't save it in, because Honeyman went to save it, and she threw it right to Lears, who was going to have a wide-open, uncontested layup for Hiawatha. But Honeyman was out of bounds, so now Hiawatha will have to throw it in. They haven't scored in well over 4 minutes. They've not scored at all here, in the second quarter. Lears out to Elfner, and she traveled. Six turnovers against Hiawatha. Still a 6-0 second quarter advantage for Nemaha Central. They led early 16-6, and now they lead 23-8. And of their 23 points, all but one have come inside the paint. All but one basket. That was a three by Madison Morcher. This ball on the floor, and Nemaha fans wanted a foul. Little contact there with Ganstrom, who lost the handle. Hiawatha comes away with it. It's four turnovers now on Nemaha Central. Hiawatha trying to find something offensively here. Lindstrom drives and kicks. Lears floats it over to Elfner. Abby shoots a three. It's no good. Missed badly. Offensive board. Sarah Mattson shot up. No. Missed badly. When Hiawatha's got looks in the paint, including a couple for Mattson on offensive rebounds, those shots haven't even been close. I don't know whether it's the stress or the pressure or the... There's a foul on Lindstrom. And two free throws coming up for Addie Holthaus. That's going to be personal foul number two on Clara Lindstrom. As the forward, Holthaus got it down low for Nemaha Central. She's 0-for-3 at the line, and this one is good. Lindstrom going to have to come out with two personal fouls. Addie Holthaus now has 9 points. We've got 2:49 to go here in the first half. Next free throw is perfect. So 10 already for Addie Holthaus. Lindstrom to the bench with two fouls, and it's now an 8-0 second quarter advantage here for Nemaha. They get a deflection. Swatting it to the near sideline is Mackenzie Henry. I've seen both these teams play a few times this year, and I can tell you this much. I've not seen Nemaha Central play this good, and I've not seen Hiawatha play anywhere close to this bad. I mean, that's why the score is what it is. Give credit to Nemaha. Here's another travel as Hiawatha tried to get it inside, but Leipold shuffled the feed as she tried to turn and face the basket. It's turnover number 7 on Hiawatha. Last night, I've actually broadcasted overtime 2 nights in a row. Here's an open look at the foul line. Ella Larkin now kicks it out. Henry, a 3-point shot, no good, and a push underneath going for the rebound. It's a foul on Hiawatha. Wednesday night, I broadcasted Holton's fourth quarter comeback from down 12 in the final 3 minutes. They got it tied, went to OT, but ended up losing to Topeka Hayden. Last night, I had Sabetha boys beating Nemaha Central in overtime, 49-46. So we'll see how these games go tonight, but a big advantage right now for the Lady Thunder, 25-8. Foul against Hiawatha's Bailey Pierce, that's her first. Team foul number 6, actually 7. That's what they were checking on there at the scores table. It must be foul number 7. So it's a 1-1 here. I only got 6 total fouls, but I probably missed one. I got 2 for Lindstrom, 1 for Mattson, 1 for Lears, 1 for Leipold, and now 1 for Pierce. To the line for a 1-1 goes Callie Honeyman. Has struggled at the line this season, and Nemaha Central's made just 3 of 7 so far tonight as a team. Free throw for Honeyman is no good. Rebound by Mattson. Hiawatha still hasn't scored here in the second quarter. Delaney gets it ahead. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Without the dribble now, pass goes over to Pierce. Lindstrom on the bench. Hiawatha searching, struggling for some offense. Delaney lobbing it into Leipold. Kicks it up top. Pierce going to fire a three, partially deflected. Leipold tries to save it in, but she didn't need to. As that ball was deflected, it'll be Thunder possession now. 25-8. Nemaw Central led 17-8 at the end of one quarter. Lears atop the press as the Red Hawks will continue to try to press, but to no avail. Nemaha breaks it, going to the basket. Here's Addie Holthaus again, finding Honeyman on the right block. That's swatted out of bounds. Thunder fans thought maybe it was a foul, but they will keep the basketball here underneath their own goal. A minute 44 left to go here in the second quarter. Clara Lindstrom is back in with two personal fouls. Hiawatha can't wait any longer. They need offense. Certainly need some stops on the defensive interior as well. Henry setting things up for the Thunder. Over to Ganstrom. 90 seconds left. Here's Holthaus in the paint. Wide open. Turn, shoot, scores. It is easy. 12 points now for Addie Holthaus. That is four more than the Hiawatha team. Lears fakes the three-point shot to Lindstrom. She drives. Floats it in the corner to Lindstrom, and now Pierce on the right wing. Minute 15 to go in the half. Lindstrom looking inside. Nemaha's man-to-man defense has been incredible. Coach Brady Jasper says, let's move it. Move the ball. Here's a tip out of bounds by Ella Larkin. Ten nothing, second quarter advantage for the Thunder. Pass back near half court to Bailey Pierce. She'll bring it against Henry. Now Lears into the lane, fouled, and Darcy will go to the line to try to get Hiawatha on the scoreboard. Foul against Addie Holthaus is her second. So the first Thunder player to pick up a second foul is Addie Holthaus, who has 12 points. Lears free throw, no good. Darcy has improved a lot this year shooting free throws, average all the way up to 61%. But no good on the first one as Garrity comes in replacing Holthaus. Lears has one more coming. Hiawatha's now 1-for-5 at the line. Make it 1-for-6 as Lears missed them both. And Hiawatha still has not scored here in the second quarter. Ganstrom, here's a deflection. Pierce, now a collision with Ganstrom. Nemaw still in the backcourt. They get it across the timeline to Garrity. Garrity near side to Larkin. Larkin with 40 seconds left to go here till intermission. Ganstrom, now Henry. Nemaw content to be patient with it. Don't need to force anything. Down low, turnaround jump shot, partially blocked, but a foul. And it'll be Ella Larkin heading to the stripe for Nemaha Central. Foul number 8 on Hiawatha and personal number 2 on Darcy Lears. So Lears joins Lindstrom with two personal fouls each. Free throw, no good. Off the back iron, missed by Larkin. Larkin has 6 points for Nemaha Central. Their lead is up to 19 points. Second free throw is good. A 20-point lead at 28-8. Hiawatha's made, as we mentioned, 122 threes. They're not out of this game by any means, but they got to wake up and get with the program really quickly. 20 seconds left. Maybe just regrouping, getting into the locker room, and restarting will help things a bit. Nemaw continues to play really good defense. Pierce has it at half court as all the Thunder fans come to their feet. Pierce drives left of the lane. Her shot is no good. And rebounded by Nemaha, and they pitch a shutout in the second quarter. An 11-0 shutout in the second quarter for Nemaha Central. They lead by 20 points at halftime, and I'm not sure even fans with purple glasses could have predicted this in the first 16 minutes tonight. It's Nemaha Central 28 and Hiawatha 8, our halftime show, with first half stats and more coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner at a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineers Seth Tollison, Justin Flukback with you, Silver Lake High School, where Silver Lake and Jeff West are warming up. They've got game number two tonight here in the 3A Girls Substate Semifinals. And it's all Nemaha Central at halftime of game one. Nemaha Central jumped out to a 10-2 lead, and they have not let off the foot feet. And Hiawatha is still trying to find that accelerator here through 16 minutes of basketball. Thunder led 17-8 at the end of one quarter, and they pitch a shutout in the second stanza. An 11-0 second quarter has Nemaha Central ahead 28-8 here at halftime. Hiawatha called a timeout down 16-6. They used another one trailing 23-8, but just could not get any offense. They had some decent looks, a couple offensive rebounds, but even the putbacks under the basket wouldn't go. And the bigger problem for Hiawatha than the offense maybe is the defense. I mean, this is a Nemaha Central team that's averaging 40 points per game, and they got 28, and here's how and why. They got a ton of shots in the paint, high percentage shots, and they made them. I think all but one or two baskets for Nemaha Central came within 15 feet of the goal and rim, and they did not miss many in that first half. So Hiawatha trying to regroup. We've certainly got a long ways to go, as we've seen in a lot of games. Last night we had Nemaha Central with a 19-5 third quarter against Sabetha to get back in a game that they trailed by 14 points earlier, but Hiawatha faced with a 20-point deficit here tonight at Silver Lake. Check out our first half stats that are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. They're the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Still with tax appointments available, you can call to schedule at NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. For the visiting Nemaha Central Thunder, Addie Holthouse has 12 points to lead the way. Ella Larkin has 7. Mackenzie Henry and Madison Norcher each have 3. Callie Honeyman has 2. And Taryn Ganstrom has 1. And when you look at free throw shooting, Nemaha Central could be up a lot more than they actually are. They shot 10 free throws and only made 4 of them. So Nemaha Central goes 40%, 4 of 10 from the free throw line, but still leads by 20 here at the half. Nemaha Central had just 4 turnovers, and they handled the Hiawatha pressure extremely well. Hiawatha was pressing throughout that first half and could not create but one or two turnovers. And Nemaha, for the most part, with some nice passing to get it ahead into the middle of the floor, and certainly had some transition opportunities in that first half. Hiawatha had 7 turnovers. They were 1 of 6 from the free throw line. So they caught a break by Nemaha, only making 4 of 10 free throws. But then Hiawatha went 1 for 6 at the charity stripe in that first half. Hiawatha only made one three-point basket. That was by Josie Delaney off the bench. Delaney with 3 points, in fact, is the leading scorer for Hiawatha here at halftime. You got Clara Lindstrom with two, Sarah Mattson with two, and Lakin Leipold with one, and that's it after Delaney's 3 points. Also, a little bit of foul trouble for Hiawatha. They only had eight total fouls, but here at the break, they have two personals on Clara Lindstrom and two on Darcy Lears. That's their two leading scorers each with two fouls, and those girls combined for just two total points in the first half. So again at the break, Nemaw Central 28 and Hiawatha 8. Some other scores include the Centralia girls undefeated, leading Troy only by 6 at halftime, 23-17, the Centralia girls leading Troy. And I don't think the 2A first boys game has quite reached halftime yet, but we'll try to get you an update on that one coming back from the break. One more timeout here on our halftime show. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16, and home of the 110% price match guarantee. If you want the best, you have to get out of town to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We'll return, get you set for the third quarter here after this break on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Ready for some good pizza and an easy meal that everyone will love? Check out the March special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large single-topping pizza and a medium cheese breadsticks, all for $19.99. Then add some dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery is open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week and has a hot case available for grab-and-go with great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or dine in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Check out the March special. And thanks for your continued local support.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Flipback with you at Silver Lake High School, 3A Substate. We were here last night. We'll be here again tomorrow. And we're here at halftime in girls game number one. Bit of a shocker, I think you could say. I mean, these teams played to a three-point game earlier in February. Even the first meeting of the year, the Hiawatha one, was only by 8 points. But it's been all one-sided and lopsided with 28-8 our score. Nemaw jumped out quick, and they have not looked back. So we'll see. You have to feel like Hiawatha's going to make a run. This is a team averaging 48 points per game. Team that shoots it well and certainly capable of hitting outside perimeter shots. But they're not getting any offense from their defense. The full court pressure hasn't really worked, and they haven't defended well on the inside, as Nemaw Central right now playing with a lot of confidence, and Hiawatha, I think, kind of stressing and pressing, and you got to do it one possession at a time, and you got to be as good on defense as you are just worrying about making shots to get back in this game offensively. I think the first 2 or 3 minutes of this third quarter, going to go a long ways towards deciding this game. Either Hiawatha is going to show up right now and act like they want to be here and they don't quite want their season to come to an end like this, especially for these four seniors. Or if Nemaw comes out and grabs and adds to their lead here early in this third quarter, I think the lights on the Redhawks season may start to flicker. Here we go, third quarter. Redhawks will try it, moving from left to right now. Try those rims and goal on the other side of the court. Hiawatha, the number two seed in the home whites. Kobik, seven champs playing right here. Third meeting of the year. Lindstrom drives, banks it in. Clara right to the rack and scores, and that's a great start. If you're Hiawatha, that's what you're looking for. Now Ganstrom brings it up the court against Lears. There's a deflection. Darcy on the deck covering it up, and a jump ball. Possession will stay with Nemaha Central, but great defense there by Lears after a quick basket by Lindstrom. So Hiawatha went the whole second quarter, eight-minute stretch, without scoring a single point. Only took them a couple seconds to get on the board here in the third quarter. 3-2 zone by Hiawatha, but they need to sag a little bit. They got to protect that inside. Here's Henry on the left wing to Honeyman, the freshman, getting the start tonight. Cassidy Rethman is gone for Nemaha Central, missing one of their seniors. High post, it's Larkin, and she traveled. Fifth turnover on Nemaha. Ella Larkin has 7 points. Addie Holthaus has 12 to lead Nemaha. They will not press. They've not pressed yet tonight. And Pierce will set things up against a man-to-man defense for the Thunder. Pass over to Lindstrom. Ganstrom defending her into Leipold. Double-teamed. Dribbles out of it. Now pass deflected up top of Lears. Goes to get it. Pierce has it between the rings. Pierce dribbles to the near side. She's guarded by Henry. Pierce looks to drive into the lane. Back to the basket. Out goes the pass. Here's a three. Mattson. Wow! She hit it. Here they come. Buckle up. Mattson's got five, and the Redhawks have hit their second triple of the night. It's 28-13. Now Nemaha breaks the press. Here's Ella Larkin. Ganstrom over to Henry. 90 seconds gone by in the third quarter. Down low. Shot no, but a foul. And it's going to be number two, I believe, on Sarah Mattson, who just hit a three-point basket, her 21st triple of the year. And that is number two on Mattson. So she joins Lears and Lindstrom with two fouls each. For Nemaha, only Addie Holthaus has two fouls. And Addie's at the line where she's struggling tonight. She misses the first of two free throws here and has made just two out of six free throws in this game. A second try for Addie, and this one's good. 13 points now for Holthaus. 29-13 is our score. Lindstrom looks up at the clock as she jogs it across the free throw line. Over to Mattson. Lears goes around a defender and then threw it away. Deflected, and it's out of bounds off Nemaha Central. Coach Jasper will signal in the play call here. Lindstrom going to fire it in. Down 16, has to go to the backcourt to Pierce with it. Good defense there by Mackenzie Henry. Boy, you can't overlook what Nemaha Central has done defensively tonight. Here's another Mattson three straight away. This one no good. And the rebound controlled by Holthaus for Nemaha Central. Holthaus gets it back from Henry into the half court. She picked up the dribble, almost traveled. Addie without the dribble, in some trouble looking for help, finds Henry. Pass deflected again, but into the hands of Larkin. Larkin on the baseline to Honeyman. Back on the wing. Now inside it goes. Larkin looking high-low. Finds Honeyman. Tough shot, no. But a rebound and a putback good by Addie Holthaus. Holthaus having a night. She's got 15. She's outscored Hiawatha. The lead back to 18. Lindstrom hit the deck. No foul called. It's a Hiawatha turnover. And now a Hiawatha foul. And it's going to be number three on Darcy Lears. So Lears with three fouls will have to check out. Lindstrom lost the handle when some contact came there for Hiawatha's eighth turnover of the night. So Nemaha kind of responded after Hiawatha scored those quick five. Thunder have now got three straight points from Addie Holthaus. Here's a three-point shot. Henry, that one's short. Rebound to Lindstrom. Clara going to try to beat everybody down the court. Look out from behind. Double team. She shot it in. Boy, tough transition basket for Clara Lindstrom. Nearly a steal. Clara's got to be careful. Nemaha breaks it. Now they have a three-on-two again. Larkin back to Taryn. Skip it left side. Honeyman along two. This one won't go. Tipped and controlled by Pierce. 31-15. Emaw Central with the lead. Delaney faking on a three. She just checked in for Lears a moment ago. Mattson looking. His light pole cuts across the lane. Mattson lost the dribble. Ball between her legs on the floor. It's going to be tied up. Possession arrow stays with Hiawatha. Winner of this game plays tomorrow night at 7 p.m. against the winner of our next game between top seed and one-loss Silver Lake. The Jeff West Tigers will take on them. Bob into Mattson. Back inside to Lindstrom. Lindstrom out top to Delaney. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Delaney inside. Tough catch. Leipold turns. Banks it home. First field goal for Lake and Leipold. High percentage shot there. And the Redhawks are down 14. Hiawatha with a 9-3 third quarter advantage. Trying to get back in this game. Redhawk fans making some noise. There's a high-low. Shot blocked by Mattson. Tipped by Holthaus, and it's going to stay with the Thunder. Mattson with two fouls, got a block there defensively, and we've got an official's timeout as Ganstrom has some blood on her right hand. So Honeyman will come in as Ganstrom has to go out, get a Band-Aid on that. Taryn will be right back in. Coach Glatzik going to go wrap that thumb up for Taryn Ganstrom as they head off to the locker room. Thunder under to their own basket. Larkin, near side. This is Madison Lorcher who's in the paint to Larkin. Dribble stripped. Taken away by Bailey Pierce. Turnover on Nemaha Central. Here comes Delaney. Leipold wanting it. Posting up strong down low on Holthaus. Now Pierce looking at half court. Thumbs up by Coach Brady Jasper. The screens are set high. Pierce passes it to Lakin, who is setting the screen. Now back to Bailey. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Redhawks down 14. Lindstrom, a long, long three. It's short, long rebound, and they're going to call a foul on Clara. That's her third. Hustling to the loose ball. Oh, no, maybe the foul's on Nemaha. Nope, it's on Clara Lindstrom, and that's her third. So Lindstrom and Lears each have three fouls, and Coach Brady Jasper going to take a timeout. Exactly 3 minutes, 30 seconds left here in this third quarter. So 31-17, the Thunder continue to lead. They were up 20 at halftime and currently lead by 14. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net and find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We'll continue after a 30-second timeout on FM 103.9. KNZA, Hiawatha.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good news for Nemaw Central. Taryn Ganstrom all taped up out of the locker room and back on the court. Looks like it was her right thumb that they had to put some tape around, or she had a little scratch and some blood. Nemaw Central girls leading 31-17 over Hiawatha. They break the press, get it right back to the inbounder. Down the middle of the floor, Addie Holthaus. Coast to coast, scores! Man, beating the press with ease. Nemaw Central inbounds it. They throw it right back to the inbounder, Holthaus, who just goes coast to coast all the way up the court and makes a layup. Here's a three by Mattson. Short. Rebound to Nemaha. Lindstrom out there with three fouls. Shot no good. Rebounded by Mattson. Delaney's got it. Delaney pushes it ahead to Lears. She's back on the floor with three personals as well. Delaney, an open look on a three. Banks it in. Hiawatha will take him anyway. They can get him. They may need a few banks to be open tonight here at Silver Lake. Redhawks down by just 13. 2:35 in the clock moving here in the third quarter. Delaney's hit two triples tonight. That one off the glass. Here's Madison Lorcher to the high post. Handed off to Ganstrom from Larkin. Ganstrom now up top to Lorcher. Hiawatha playing man-to-man. Ganstrom has it. Looking high-low. Larkin back up top. Thunder content to keep the clock moving. Here's Holthaus down low. Feeds Larkin. Basket plus one. Uh-oh. And that fouls on Clara Lindstrom. And that's personal number four on Clara Lindstrom. Hiawatha's leading scorer, 15 points per game, is ultra frustrated as she heads to the bench with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Free throw on the end one is good. Three-point play for Ella Larkin. Larkin and Holthaus both in double digits for Nemaha Central. And back to a 16-point lead. Hiawatha got it to 13, but now Lindstrom's out of the game. At least for a while. Lears playing with three fouls. Gets it to Delaney. Delaney to Pierce. Hiawatha looking for somebody to step up here on the offensive end. Inside pass stolen away. Great defense. Ella Larkin intercepts the pass by Delaney. Hiawatha now with 10 turnovers tonight. Larkin. Plenty of time. Kick it back out there. Let that clock keep moving if you're Nemaha Central. Under 90 seconds left here in the third. Coach Jasper saying, hey, you got to get up there. Got to go defend. Get on him. Pressure him. Time of the essence. And now another layup. This one missed by Ganstrom on the left side. Rebounded by Pierce. Another great look for the Thunder, but they could not finish that one. Pierce over to Delaney. Fakes the three. Lears has not scored yet in this game. Darcy gets it now in the paint. Kicks it out to Elfner. Abbey fakes the three. The sophomore to Lears in the near corner. We're under a minute to go here in the third. Lears into the paint. Tough shot. No good. Trying to get some contact. Coach Jasper wanted a foul and didn't get it. 45 seconds left. Can the Thunder maybe even hold for one here? They have a 16-point lead. They were up by 20 at halftime. After an 11-0 second quarter, that ball caught on the hip of Addie Holthaus, and it's going to be a double dribble call. Unforced turnover by Nemaha that time. Larkin will go out for a breather. She's replaced by Reagan at Garrity. And Hiawatha looking for a bucket here at the end of the frame. Here comes a trap after Pierce picked up the dribble just inside half court. She gets rid of it to Lears. Now back to Bailey. 20 seconds left. Coach Jasper calling out the play. Lears has it as Pierce goes to the corner. Lob up top to Mattson. Sarah with 15 to shoot. Scoots it back to Delaney. Nemaha's defense really, really good. 6 seconds left. Everything is about 5 feet behind the three-point line, and Hiawatha has to throw up a prayer from half court. Man! 25 seconds left, and the best shot they could get was at half court after holding the ball there for 25 seconds. And, folks, it has just not been Hiawatha's night. Lindstrom going to come back in with four fouls. We head to the fourth quarter. It's Nemaha Central 36, Hiawatha 20 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Nemaha Central adding to their lead. A quick bank shot to begin the fourth quarter. Hiawatha's not been able to get any closer than 13 points here in the second half. Clara Lindstrom back in with four fouls. Now it's 38-20 as Nemaha Central gets another layup to begin the fourth quarter. Pierce into the paint, tipped away. She kicks it up top. Lears fakes a three. She drives. Shot left short, rebounded by Mackenzie Henry. Thunder want to be super patient with the ball. Here's Garrity on the inside. Little turnaround jumper, no good. Unless you get it like 4 feet from the basket, yeah, then you're probably going to try to put up a shot. Nemaha Central can keep playing some aggressive D. They've not been called for a foul here in this whole second half. Leipold working against Holthaus, and there's a foul called, and it's going to be number three against Addie Holthaus. First foul of the second half against the Thunder. Ella Larkin comes in. Reagan Garrity goes out. Boy, Coach Hilchin's got to be so happy. It's been a pretty easy day at the office so far, with now under 7 minutes to go in this game. Darcy Lears drives to the right. Bank shot. Good. And a timeout by Hiawatha's. Darcy Lears has her first points of the night. But it answers an easy basket by Nemaha that started this fourth quarter, and the lead remains 16. We'll take a 30-second break presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Our score, Nemaha Central 38, Hiawatha Girls 22.
Tax time again, and the right time to start planning for your retirement future. This is Vanessa Ogden at GN Bank. We invite you to stop by or call us to prepare for your retirement plans with a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, April 18th is the regular contribution deadline for the 2021 tax year. Come by your nearest GN Bank location to make your contribution. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, with locations in Hiawatha, Fulton, Horton, and Wetmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.645 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Jeff West and Silver Lake coming up in our next contest. And the Community National Bank Local High School Basketball Scoreboard Show for the final time this year. We'll follow our coverage tonight. Don't forget, at the end of this game, we'll pick a player to bank on. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Nemaha breaks the press. I think the key for them right now is just be patient. Hiawatha has four fouls as a team, so a couple to give, but Lindstrom has four and Lears has three. Here's a deflection by Lears and a steal. Darcy gets rid of it to Bailey Pierce. That's eight turnovers now against Nemaha Central. Hiawatha down 20 at halftime, got as close as 13 in the third. Here's a jumper by Mattson at the foul line and bounces in. Sarah Mattson now has 7 points, but Hiawatha going to need to create some turnovers defensively. That's a double dribble against Addie Holthaus as they create a turnover again there. Mattson, Lears, Lindstrom, Pierce, and Delaney for Hiawatha. A timeout here by Coach Haddon Hilchin. A little 4-2 fourth quarter advantage for the Redhawks, who are down by 14 with 6:04 left to go here tonight. Another timeout. We're on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to Substate Basketball here on KNZA.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Flick back with you. Hiawatha basketball out of a Nemaha Central timeout. Lake and Leipold to Sarah Mattson. They wanted Leipold for a 3-second lane violation, as I said here on the side of the court with all the Nemaha Central fans. Here's a tip and a steal. Delaney, a bad pass that was stolen by Ella Larkin. Hiawatha with 11 turnovers. Nemaha Central has 9. Pass to Honeyman, who's out there with Henry, Larkin, Ganstrom, and Holthaus. And Addy Holthaus has 19 points here for Nemaha tonight. 5:15 to go in the game. High-low, nice pass, wide open layup again. Ella Larkin from Addy Holthaus. Once Holthaus got it at the high post, Larkin cut to the basket. She got a beautiful bounce pass and a wide open layup. Mattson on the baseline, spins, tough little fadeaway, missed. Rebound is tied up. Blake and Leipold and Addy Holthaus. Lakin barely had possession. Holthaus had ripped it away as the whistle was blown, but Hiawatha going to keep it here on the jump ball. Red Hawks down 16. Touched by Honeyman. Can't save it in. That takes a little more time off the clock. Makes the Red Hawks inbound it again here inside their half court. Bailey Pierce back in, replacing Lakin Leipold. Hiawatha's got 5 girls that can all make a three-pointer on the floor. They've only made 3 threes tonight, averaging nearly 6 three-pointers per game. Nice shot fake by Lears, and on her drive to the hoop, she's fouled. It's on the floor, so no free throws. Only the second foul this half against Nemaha Central, and it's on Callie Honeyman, her second personal. Red Hawks get it in to Pierce. Bailey to Lindstrom. Clara, tough shot. No, it bounced off the iron twice, wouldn't drop, but a foul called against the Thunder. So Clara going to get 2 free throws. First personal this time against Taryn Canstrom. First free throw tonight for Clara Lindstrom. Oh, my. 73% free throw shooter this season, and Clara misses the first. She's had a frustrating night, several fouls. Got her 4th with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Clara makes the second free throw. She's got 7 points here in this game. Hiawatha's made just 2 of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Holthaus into the half court. Over to Honeyman. Honeyman skips it. Henry. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And nearly a steal by Lindstrom. Larkin gets it back. Now the drive by Ganstrom, and she lost the handle. Out of bounds, turnover number 10 against Nemaha Central. 40-25. Nemaha Central led 10-2, and they've not looked back. An 11-0 second quarter for Nemaha Central might have put this game away. I mean, a 20-point deficit, pretty big to overcome in girls basketball. Here's a fadeaway turnaround, again missed short by Sarah Mattson. And Honeyman gets it to Henry, now to Ganstrom, and the Thunder break the pressure. 3:50 to go. Double team on Ganstrom, and a timeout by Coach Haddon Hilchin. 40-25, Nemaha leading Hiawatha by 15 points here, which is 3:49 remaining. We'll step away. Again, a reminder, Be Outdoors Real Estate, our post-game show sponsor. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business. For residential, commercial, and agricultural real estate, Be Outdoors is the name to know. We'll pick a Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on during that Be Outdoors post-game show here tonight. Nemaha Central leads Hiawatha by 15. We're back after this on KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Flipback with you here in the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central with the basketball out of a timeout. They lead by 15, another layup. This one blocked by Lears. And a foul, and I think it's an over-the-back. Lindstrom hit the deck. She was in front of Ella Larkin. I think they called a foul against Ella Larkin. much to the disagreement of the Nemaha Central faithful. What a comfortable lead still for Nemaha. They've not pressed yet in this game. Coach Hilchin saying, my girl came down with equal possession of that basketball. Here's Lindstrom working in the lane. Shot blocked and a foul at this end. It's going to be two free throws for Clara Lindstrom, who made one out of two her previous trip to the line. Foul against Ella Larkin, her second. Addie Holthouse has three for the Thunder. Lindstrom misses the first free throw again. Second free throw is good. 8 points now for Clara tonight, about halfway to her season average. Now a steal by Lears. Lears with the layup. No, man. Missed the layup after the quick steal. Now the Thunder push it up the court to Ella Larkin. Hiawatha really needed that one. It would have pulled them within 12. But they're still down 14 instead with just over 3 minutes remaining. They've missed a few layups and easy shots tonight. No doubt about that. Some early offensive second chance putbacks missed by Mattson under the basket. Lears and Lindstrom missed a couple layups. Here's a turnover on Nemaha Central again. Now they're 12th turnover. Nemaha already with 5 turnovers here in the fourth quarter. And we're under 3 minutes remaining, and now a timeout by Coach Brady Jasper. This is the last timeout that Hiawatha has. Nemaha Central has 2 remaining, but Hiawatha down to their final timeout, and Coach Jasper's got one last gasp here to try to draw up something and talk to his team and inspire them to find a will and a way. 2:58 to go. We'll take the break. Nemaha Central girls 40, Hiawatha 26 here on KNZA Hiawatha.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Silver Lake High School. Jeff West and Silver Lake coming up in the next game. Silver Lake is the top seed here in the home sub-state. They're 20-1. Right now you got Nemaha Central at 16-5, leading Hiawatha's 18-3 on the year. Lindstrom, basket, good. Good drawn up inbounds play out of the final timeout that Hiawatha had, and they are within 12 now. As Lindstrom's the first Red Hawk to double digits, she's got 10 points. Lindstrom's still playing with 4 personal fouls. She's playing back deep. They're trying to protect her. And a foul. Lindstrom again hit the deck, kind of holding her head. I don't know if she got pushed or what. Offensive foul on Nemaha Central. Little push there by Addie Holthouse, and that is her 4th personal. Addie Holthouse going to come out for a bit, replaced by Madison Norcher. Looks like Lindstrom's okay. She's kind of fighting back some tears. It's been a pretty physical game, especially for Clara, who stays out there on the floor. And Hiawatha's got the ball down 12, but 2.5 minutes to go. Pierce lobbing it over to Mattson. Nemaha pressuring on the perimeter. 6 fouls on Nemaha. Here's a drive by Pierce. She missed a layup. There's another missed layup. Now a deflection, and that's out of bounds at half court, but it'll be Nemaha Central basketball. And another missed golden opportunity for the Redhawks. Sometimes it just isn't your night. And, of course, you hope that if you have one of those nights that are not yours, that it doesn't come when your season is on the line. Lindstrom went to the bench. Hiawatha, I think, may want to start fouling here. Nemaha Central's not shot free throws well. That's only the 5th foul for for Hiawatha. It's on Josie Delaney. So still 1 foul to give before they can put Nemaha at the line with 2:06 remaining. Nemaha's got some girls that you can foul and take your chances at the line. Honeyman They tried to foul her, but she got rid of it quickly. Henry's got it, and they foul her. It's Delaney again, and this will be Josie's second. And now the next foul will put Nima Haunt into the bonus. Team fouls even at six. Lindstrom back in. Hiawatha did a pretty good job getting a couple fouls there without much time going off the clock. Still don't quite feel like Nima's got it in the bag, but man, with one or two more baskets, they darn sure do. Hiawatha down 12 with 2:02 to go. They were down 12 with 2.5 minutes to go. 40-28. And there's a foul on theirs. It's against Mackenzie Henry, and she's just a 40% free throw shooter. So you put a 40% shooter at the line for a 1-1. It'll make Nima Hammett hit some free throws, but that's four fouls now against Lears. So Lears and Lindstrom each have four fouls. Darcy only 2 points tonight. 10 below her season average. Free throw is good. Mackenzie Henry says, I don't matter what the free throw percentage is and how free throws have gone all season. What matters is these two free throws right here tonight. She made them both. Big free throws by Mackenzie Henry, pushing the lead back to 14. 42-28. And Hiawatha lost the ball. Nemaw Central comes away with it. 12th turnover on the Redhawks. Gandstrom dribbling around the defenders. Couple girls for Hiawatha out there that can't foul. Thunder fans come to their feet, and Delaney fouls Mackenzie Henry. She made two free throws a moment ago, and now 30 seconds later, she's going to get another 1-1. Mackenzie Henry, one of those seniors, along with Gandstrom and Morcher, Rethman, Wirtz, and Henry, all seniors for Nemaw Central. 1-1 here for Mackenzie Henry this time is no good. Rebound tipped. Oh, Mackenzie Henry got it. And Nemaw's got the basketball even after the 1-1 miss. They only had two girls at that offensive end at the foul line, and now fouls. Bailey Pierce will foul Taryn Gandstrom. And this is going to be the last 1-1 for Nemaw Central. Well, if you put up a zero in any quarter of basketball during a sub-state semifinal, it's going to be tough. Gandstrom's 1-1 is no good. Rebound by Hiawatha this time. Redhawks down 14 with the ball. 1:15 to go in the game. Pierce nearly lost it. Step back three by Sarah Mattson is good. Sarah's got 10 points now. Her second triple. It is an 11-point lead as Nemaw breaks the press, and they hold the ball with 1 minute to go. And now another quick foul against the Redhawks. Last two fouls have gone against Bailey Pierce, who has three. And this time it's going to be Addie Holthaus at the line, where she's made 3 out of 7. Addie Holthaus adding to her 19-point night as she makes the first free throw for point number 20. So after missing a couple front and 1-1s, Holthaus steps to the line and hits two. 21 points for Addie Holthaus tonight. She's in line for our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. Lindstrom into the lane. Jumper up and in. Clara's got 12. Full court pressure. Inbounds to Henry. Over to Gandstrom. Now back to the inbounder Larkin into the half court. 40 seconds to go, and Pierce comes over and gives a big hug to Ella Larkin. That will be a foul. And Ella Larkin will be the one shooting two free throws this time. Four personals on Pierce, as well as Lindstrom and Lears. Larkin tonight has 12 points, and now 13. She hits another free throw. Ella averaging 6 points per game. 13 tonight, missed the second free throw, and a rebound batted up in the air, controlled by Hiawatha. Redhawks are down by 12. They briefly got it to 11. Kick out. Mattson, another three-point shot. This one no good. High rebound controlled by Holthaus. 25 seconds left, and Nemaw Central going to be in the sub-state championship game tomorrow night. Their boys lost in overtime last night to Cervetha, but their girls completely dominate Hiawatha here in the rubber match between these Big 7 teams tonight. an 18-4 sensational season, including a midseason tournament title and a Big Seven League title. But for Hiawatha, it ends here tonight in the semifinal round of Class 3A Sub-State. Nemaha Central gets win number 17. And no strangers to the state tournament and winning in the postseason, Haddon Hilchin has his team one win away from getting back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. 45-33, the final, as Nemaha Central wins by 12. Our postgame, the final stats, and player to bank on are all coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Ready for some good pizza and an easy meal that everyone will love? Check out the March special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large single-topping pizza and a medium cheese breadsticks, all for $19.99. Then add some dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery is open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week and has a hot case available for grab-and-go with great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or dine in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Check out the March special, and thanks for your continued local support.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Hi, this is Meg at Citizen State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizen State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome into the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. One game down and one to go. It's Nemaha Central punching their ticket to the 3A Substate Finals. As Nemaha Central led from start to finish, they jumped out to a 10-2 lead. They were up 16-6 when Hiawatha took a timeout, and it was a double-digit lead from the second quarter on. Nemaha Central, an 11-0 second quarter, led 28-8 at halftime. Hiawatha wins the second half 25-17, but too little too late as Nemaha Central broke the press and got tons of high percentage shots. I would say all but about three baskets for Nemaha Central were scored tonight in the paint, and most of them very close to the basket. So Nemaha Central, a ton of high percentage shots. That's the reason they shot it well. They probably made 65% of their shots here tonight because they had so many tremendous looks, and they dominated this tonight. They did struggle making free throws. Nemaha just 11 out of 21 from the charity stripe. Both teams had 12 turnovers, but while Nemaha was 11 of 21 at the line, Hiawatha was even worse. They only made 3 out of 10, and despite not playing very good defense, Hiawatha offensively just couldn't quite get it going, just couldn't quite find a rhythm, didn't seem to be shooting and having much confidence on the offensive end. And that 20-point deficit, even the early 10-2 deficit, was A little too much to dig out of for the Redhawks tonight as they end their season at 18-4. Nemaw Central now 17-5. Final stats brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Through the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Call to schedule a tax appointment, NEK Tax Services, just west of Whiting. For the victorious and visitors from Nemaha Central, what a night. Addie Holthouse, she's our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. Addie Holthouse with 21 points tonight. She averages 13 a game. Ella Larkin at 13, that's twice more than her season average of 6, so Larkin and Holthouse, the forwards, getting it done down low for the Thunder. They also got 5 points from Mackenzie Henry, 3 for Madison Morcher, 2 for Callie Honeyman, and 1 point for Taryn Ganstrom. For Hiawatha, they were led by 2 of their seniors, Clara Lindstrom with 12 points and Sarah Mattson at 10. Those girls ended up getting 11 of their points in the fourth quarter. Josie Delaney had a couple threes to add 6 points. Lakin Leipold with 3, and Darcy Lears had 2. Hiawatha made 4 three-pointers. Nemaw Central only made 2 of them. As mentioned, both teams struggled shooting free throws, and both teams had 12 turnovers here tonight. Addie Holthouse, 21, our player to bank on, as Nemaw Central wins it 45-33. Lady Thunder up by 20 points at halftime. They win it here tonight by 12. Don't wait, the winner of our next game, Silver Lake and Jeff West. And the girls' championship will be the second game tomorrow night here in Class 3A. That'll be at 7 o'clock following the Royal Valley versus Sabetha 3A boys sub-state championship that tips off at 5:30 tomorrow evening here at Silver Lake. Local news and weather coming up. Final score to pass along as well. It was Centralia dominating the second half as they thumped Troy 53-24. That's the girls won a sub-state final from Frankfort. We'll be back for our second game in about 12 or so minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford and Holt. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland's News.
This is the latest from your...